Well, I think the root of your question is about software application access. When does it need to happen for consumers to be interested? And what is the developer interest in being there early versus being there later? So there's actually two sides to this coin. We're doing things to help software developers that are on Windows have their products more discoverable through the Windows Marketplace, just announced a couple weeks ago. We've always had something of a catalog, but this is really meant to make getting access to the software, pulling it down, and having a comprehensive list available. So that'll be a step in the right direction. If you talk to the Longhorn folks, they are oriented around applications should be something I install new applications all the time, because the barrier for me installing an application should be minimal to nothing, right? And we talked about this on the ISV show before with Michael Wallen. Big advocate of install multiple applications. They shouldn't have any impact on the usability of my other applications, and I as an ISV should be able to have a model where I constantly enhance the experience of an application, and maybe that will drive some new business models where I can have an annuity type of experience as opposed to a one shot and I'm done. And then I think the other part of your question is, how important is it to be there on day one? And the forecasts I'm hearing from the analysts, and I don't know if they're public yet, so I'll be a little cagey, is that we'll have more than XP launch, which was at 60 million in that first year in terms of installs. I think that's a phenomenal number to shoot for when you're trying to address a market. Our job as Microsoft is to make it so compelling that people almost don't feel like they're getting the full experience of a personal computer unless they're in the new environment that Longhorn represents. And so if you gave someone a Windows 3.1 or 3.11 or Windows for Workgroups system right now, they'd be terribly unhappy with the user experience, not just the UI, but the whole experience of getting connected and so forth. We've got to make it so good that people will be disappointed if they're not on that next thing when they take a word of mouth or when they see the reviews of just how good it is.
Right.